And what religious background did you have in Jamaica?
As far as I can remember, my my father was a Catholic, and my mother, I think she was a Methodist until my mother became a Seventh-day Adventist when I was a small child, and my father also became a Seventh-day Adventist a couple of years after my mother did. So we grew up basically as in Seventh-day Adventist religion. I went to Seventh-day Adventist schools and church. So basically I have been a Seventh-day Adventist for all my life.
Now, when you arrived in the United States and you settled in Brooklyn, was it primarily a Jamaican community? Was there the same types of religious facilities in Brooklyn as there had been in Jamaica?
Yeah, there were quite a number of Seventh-day Adventist churches in Brooklyn. And at that point, it was, I wouldn't say it was a predominantly a Jamaican community, but more so where my brother lived was a black, mostly a black community in Brooklyn. They had a few Jews living in and around the area, but maybe as much as four or five blocks away, there was a Jewish community. But it was predominantly a black community, Americans, a few other West Indians.
Was there specialty shops where you could get some of your native foods?
Yeah, you could always get native foods in around Brooklyn and area, yes. A lot of it. Did not miss it.
Favorite candies and so forth?
Yeah. A few things you could not get, but as the years go by, you could get them.
So is that neighborhood now mostly Jamaican? Is that same neighborhood the one that was in the news a few years back, where they had the believe it was the disco or the club that had burned down? It was a primarily Jamaican neighborhood
in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I believe so.
If you remember the name of the neighborhood, because really, as far as I know, there are lots of Jamaicans living in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
But to be specific as to where in Brooklyn they live is very hard for me to say. I lived in Brooklyn for about 10 years, and then I relocated to Queens. One of the problems was there was a lot of crime in Brooklyn, and I wasn't accustomed to live in apartment buildings. I wanted to live in a house, and the houses in Brooklyn were pretty expensive. And at that time, there were lots of things going on in my life that I decided to move to Queens. As to where this place in Brooklyn is, where the club, they live in Crown Heights, you do have a lot of Jamaicans, yes.
Have you been back to Brooklyn? You left when?
I left there in 1978. Uh-huh. I left Brooklyn.
Did the population of Jamaicans grow?
Oh, yes, it did.
So there was a lot more people that immigrated from Jamaica. So it was kind of, New York, as I understand it, is pretty much ethnically segregated as far as, you know, like Irish in one spot and so forth.
Uh-huh.
So the population of Jamaicans had grown, and people from the West Indies?
Yeah. You had a lot of Jamaicans in and around that area. There's a lot of Jamaicans, Haitians, Trinidadians, not too many Barbadians, and a few people from, you know, the other small islanders, but Jamaicans, Haitians, and Trinidadians, quite a lot of them lived there, and Guyanese, and Puerto Ricans. Yeah, that was the neighborhood.
Do all the different backgrounds, do they all get along? There's a lot of inner-city rivalries or prejudice against
No.
certain groups. So it was pretty well mixed.
it was pretty well mixed, and there wasn't a so-called rivalry against certain ethnic group from any particular island, you know, or foreigner, so to speak. One of the I think one of the problems that existed in Brooklyn was the Jewish community. There was always a problem with the Jewish community and the black community, so to speak, because the Jewish people always feel that they own the area and they have a right to certain things, and the blacks doesn't have any rights. So there was always a rivalry. And one of the things that's always common on television is the Jews fighting against the blacks in Brooklyn. Because as you, when you go through the Jewish community, as soon as you walk through there, and if anything should happen, there's always somebody on the lookout, and they would just blow whistle, and before you know that, you are swarmed around with Jewish people. You know, these big guys in the yarmulke and the big hats or whatever, you know, and they would really want to, you know, they'll come, and there's so much of them versus you. You know, if someone else is not around to stand up for you, then you're into big trouble. So that was the controversy in that community, and I think it still is.
And that's because it was a primarily not Jamaican so much, but people from the islands, and the Jewish population was intermixed, or were they from a couple blocks away?
The Jewish people who lived there, where the black people lived, it was also Jews who lived there. But as blacks started moving into the community, then they started moving out. But the Hasidic Jew, they had their churches and everything there, and so they refused to move, but they all lived within a certain radius. So they kind of congregate together at all times, they meet together, and they plan together. And they have their specific community, their own stores and everything there. So they were just outside the black community.
So the black community was kind of encircled
by
the Jewish community?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you married at this time?
When I lived in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got married in the United States?
No, I went back to Jamaica and got married.
So your husband's Jamaican too?
Yeah.
And from the same hometown?
Yeah.
And you sponsored him into the United States?
Yeah, I did.
So his immigration was probably even easier than...
Yeah, it was.
...than yours.
Yeah.
That's good. And you moved out of Brooklyn because of crime?
Yeah, the crime right there got worse and worse. And as a matter of fact, one of the reasons I moved out to Brooklyn was my marriage at the time when I left Brooklyn had just fallen apart. And I had the children to take care of, so I moved away. And I wanted to be somewhere where I could rear my children in a stable neighborhood where there was less crime and less problems, where they had a place to play and they don't have to play in the streets. So I bought a house in Queens where they had a backyard and they have lots of place to play. And, you know, well, it was also, that was an Italian neighborhood. And the children enjoyed it better than living in Brooklyn.
The crime seemed to escalate as more Jamaicans came in, or was it the Jewish community or other influences that had come in to elevate crime?
Well, I don't think it's a Jewish community that it was mostly a black on black crime, because one night I was held up in the building that I lived in, and it was by some black kids. And the other problem that I faced there was the apartment building was owned by a Jewish man, and for some reason, you just could not get anything out of him. You wouldn't do anything because we were living there pretty long, and maybe he wanted us to leave, so he wouldn't fix anything. There was a leak. I could look up into the sky from the roof of the building, and that was in the children's room. We couldn't get heat. There are many winters. I had to heat the house with the stove. And talk about rodents. I mean, it was like, you know, just field day. Rats and roaches, you just could not get rid of. So you really didn't want... A lot of people eventually, you know, were moving out of that building, because once you have children, it just was not a stable community for you to grow your children.
So would this be classified as a ghetto or just a run-down community? Or
it was a community that was running down.
It was running down?
Yeah.
And it was... Do you feel it was because of the landlords, they didn't want the blacks or the Jamaicans or...
The landlord was just, I would say, negligent, because we take him to court and everything, and he always sent his lawyer. He never showed up for court, and it was difficult to get anything out of him. He wanted a rent, but he didn't want to pay to fix the place. Typical Jew. So, and then again, the crime in the neighborhood, you know, was on the increase, as more and more blacks move into the neighborhood and the crime begin to get increased. Wherever you have a tall apartment building, it wasn't too far from the subways. So you always have crime because you just don't know who the trains let off.
Mm-hmm. So it was a deteriorating community.
It became, yeah.
And...
streets were dirty, garbage on the streets all over the place, you know.
What about as far as, like, police protection and...
Very, very little police protection. You know, if unless a murder is committed, you know, you call them and they don't show up.
Was it because there was, the system was so overtaxed, or is it just they ignored that section of the neighborhood?
I think that as far as the police were concerned, it was a black neighborhood. And in those days, even though it was not stated or it was not upfront, prejudice was an undertone as far as the police were concerned. So it's a black neighborhood, and because when the Jews have problem and they go to the police station, they listen. Because they go in their groups and they have money, they have power, and they listen to the Jewish people, right? And they would do anything for the Jewish people, but for the black neighborhoods, you hardly see them, right? And there was lots, so the crime becomes worse and worse as buildings become more abandoned. Garbage litters the street more. You have more crime. I do think there was drugs, but it wasn't as prevalent as... from what I understand now. So there was a lot of neglect on the police part, you know, to come into that neighborhood. I don't think it was fair.
There was, you were speaking of drugs, and were there gangs? And are they like they are today? Or were they more, I don't know if you'd call a gang... good-natured, but
I don't know if they were gang, but after I moved away, the police precinct that controlled that neighborhood, they are, I think, a whole, maybe as much as 10 or 12 policemen were arrested for being involved with drugs, for selling, you know, drugs and concealing drugs. So that just shows the type of precinct that they had. They had to restructure that whole precinct in that community.
And this just transgressed from the 60s into the 70s.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. What about, we had discussed a little bit about the gangs and how they were formulated. Was there any native Jamaican political reformist anything that was going on at the time?
No.
So these guys were, the gangs were just made up of everyone, and there was really, they had no direction in which they were moving. It was just kind of random.
It was just kind of random, you know, like,